On Wednesday, the City Council approved a long-range financial plan that commits funding and support to the objectives of the City's 10-year Housing and Homelessness Plan. This plan puts the City on track to deliver 694 new affordable housing units before the end of 2022. This approval occurred after committee discussions over previous weeks in regard to overcapacity shelters and emergency overflow shelters. Gwen Madiba, president and co-founder of Equal Chance, spoke on behalf of the families at the Tabor Apartments, an overflow shelter in Vanier. On March 2nd, at the city's joint committee meeting on the housing and homelessness issue, she brought forth reports of vermin and poor conditions from the families at the Tabor and told the committees that these families clearly wanted permanent housing. Here is Gwen Madiba speaking about the experiences she's heard while working with the families at the Tabor.
It was extremely difficult because it's not just hearing the stories, it's also witnessing them, right? And because at Equal Chance, I spend so much time and I'm still spending a lot of time with the families at the Tabor within their apartments, it's extremely difficult to see the situations in which they live in. And some of them have been there for 2 years. It's no longer temporary. It's their everyday reality. If you see families of seven people that were in a one-bedroom apartment with barely any space to move, this is their reality. I've also seen rats right outside of the apartment of one of the ladies, and several families and individuals within a specific building in the Tabor have said that they have a hard time sleeping at night because of the noise of rats in the walls, that are trapped in the walls. I mean, just to be honest, just the living conditions shocked me, because the first time I went to the Tabor, I was actually sent there by the Catholic Center for Immigrants. They sent us there to bring a meal to one family. On our way out, there's over 15 kids, and I'm telling you, children ages 5 to maybe 9 or 10, grabbing our coats, begging for food. My mom did not eat today. Can you please give her food? Please, my mom needs food. I had never seen this here. So for me, that was already just the surface of what was really happening within the building. And I was able to speak on behalf of the families. The families have made it very clear that they just want permanent housing. And the families have made it clear that the options that are given to them between staying at the Tabor or going to a motel, they would rather stay at the Tabor, because some of these motels are even worse. If you look at the Concord Motel or any other motels, it's not easy. So you go from having an apartment to having a motel room. So like I said before, they're being given a choice between bad and bad. They would not be able to express themselves if they don't trust you. And that was a big issue at the beginning. They had a trust issue with us when we arrived because of broken promises from people. So building a trustworthy relationship with them, making them understand that we're here for them, that's what we do. That's our mandate at Equal Chance, is to help low-income and homeless Black families thrive. And seeing us there every single day almost has made them trust us. Some of them even become like family. You get so attached to the people with whom you work. The reality is that a lot of them are afraid to speak up to the city. They're afraid to speak up because they think that if they say something, they're going to be seen as ungrateful and they might not be given housing. There's human lives that are in danger. And when I say in danger, I'm talking specifically about the mental health of some of the people that live there. The desperation that can lead to things that we are trying to alleviate. There are people that are desperate. There are people that are just at the end of their strength. There's people that are there, they look at you and they tell you, I can't do this anymore. I can't live like this anymore. So just for the sake of their mental well-being, it needs to be addressed, not just today, but yesterday and last year and 2 years ago. As for me, it's my way to give back. I've been through so many challenges in my life, and I know what it's like to really be at the bottom and be ashamed. I've faced homelessness while I was a student at the University of Ottawa. I was embarrassed. I wasn't strong enough to call for help. I had made myself the promise to get out of homelessness within 3 months. I was able to do it in 2 months and a half. It was extremely difficult, but I made it. And so for me, it's my way to give back, to continue to volunteer, to continue to do my best to give back and to make sure that other people are okay. And I think that we all have a collective responsibility as a society to use our resources to help those who need it most.
For CHUO-FM, this is Lauren Rolston.